we have the famous design of a 3D interface for a television set. So instead of having the TV on 3D, we have the interface on 3D. What made you decide that way, and what made you develop it that way?
I've worked in 3D before, and I just thought, having also been designing for many years in broadcasts, like sports graphics, for example, I've designed Olympics, and all that information is kind of piled up and in focus along with everything else. It's kind of a difficult thing to kind of pull that together and to actually digest as a consumer. So I found that when working in 3D, when you can bring certain things forward and place them spatially laid out, you can actually digest them better. You can refocus your eyes on what you want to look at. So
it's going to prevail as long as the TV set itself will not be on 3D?
This will work in 2D mode. On a regular television, it'll also work on a 3D television. And when you watch it in 3D, you can switch between the two, and you switch it into 2D if you don't want it. So
the interface is always in 3D, whatever the TV is?
Yes.
Okay. So you're in the developing mode, and you're looking for capital, is that right?
That's correct, yeah. We're about to launch, within days, we'll be launching on Kickstarter.
Okay.
So for our second round. But we've been working for about a year to get where we are right now. Our tech team, very talented, is in Vietnam. My business partner, Nam Do, over here, is in San Francisco, along with some other partners. And I live in London, and I run the creative part of this.
That was a presentation from the CES unveil just on the day before the start. My name is Wolf Siegert, and we spoke to Dale Herring-Start.
That's right.